Have you ever arrived at your destination with no memory of the drive? This common experience reveals something profound about your brain's capabilities. Your conscious mind was elsewhere, while your subconscious expertly navigated traffic, operated pedals, and kept you safe. This phenomenon lies at the heart of Dr. Joe Dispenza's groundbreaking work in Evolve Your Brain, which explores how our thoughts literally reshape our neural architecture. By understanding the science of neuroplasticity, we gain access to a remarkable power, the ability to consciously rewire our brains and transform our lives from the inside out. For decades, scientists believed our brains were hardwired by early adulthood, making ingrained patterns nearly impossible to change. Revolutionary research has now revealed our brain's extraordinary plasticity throughout our entire lifespan. Neuroplasticity works through a simple principle. Neurons that fire together wire together. Repeatedly thinking certain thoughts or performing specific actions strengthens neural pathways, while unused connections eventually weaken, use it or lose it. This occurs through mechanisms like dendritic sprouting and new synapse formation. The implications are profound. Stroke patients previously thought permanently paralyzed have regained motor control through mental rehearsal. At Bellevue Hospital, up to 75% of subjects achieved complete restoration of control in paralyzed limbs through focused mental practice. Research shows mental practice alone creates physical changes in brain structure. Subjects who merely imagined exercising a finger muscle showed a 22% increase in strength without actual movement. Every time you learn something new, a language, instrument, or different stress response, you're creating new neural pathways. With consistent practice, these pathways become your default node. Significant changes can occur in as little as 8 weeks, with MRI scans showing measurable increases in gray matter density in regions associated with learning, memory, and emotional regulation. Your skull houses three interconnected biological computers with distinct functions. The reptilian brain, brainstem cerebellum, controls basic life functions and habits. Its neurons form a million connections each, making it the densest brain region with over half of all neurons. The midbrain, limbic system, sits above the brainstem. Though only one-fifth of brain volume, this emotional brain powerfully influences behavior, managing our four basic survival drives: fighting, fleeing, feeding, and fornicating. The neocortex enables higher functions like reasoning and creativity. Humans are distinguished by our frontal lobe size, 30 to 40% of our neocortex compared to 3.5% in cats and 11 to 17% in chimpanzees. This region represents our highest consciousness. This three-brain architecture explains why change is difficult. Breaking habits requires our thinking neocortex to override automatic programs stored in primitive regions. Understanding how these brains interact reveals why we resist change and how targeted mental rehearsal can overcome that resistance. Have you ever wondered why breaking old patterns feels physically uncomfortable? The answer lies in the biochemistry of emotions. Our thoughts produce chemical responses in our bodies, creating a literal addiction to familiar emotional states. When we think, peptides, chemical messengers from the hypothalamus, are released through the bloodstream to cell receptor sites. Each thought has its unique chemical signature, turning thinking into feeling. Repeatedly sending the same emotional signals causes our cells to produce cheaper proteins, contributing to premature aging and disease. This biochemical process creates a powerful feedback loop. When we remove ourselves from emotionally triggering situations, our cells, now addicted to those chemical states, demand their familiar fix through internal dialogue. That voice saying, "You can start tomorrow," is actually a withdrawal symptom. This explains why change feels uncomfortable. We literally don't feel like ourselves. The familiar past has stronger emotional grip than the unfelt future. When our identity, made of past memories, dominates, we rationalize returning to the known because it feels right. Breaking this cycle requires understanding that discomfort isn't a sign something's wrong. It's evidence you're disrupting an addictive pattern. By persisting through temporary discomfort, you allow new neural and chemical patterns to establish, eventually creating a new normal that supports your desired state. Mental rehearsal allows you to create new neural pathways without physical action. When you vividly imagine performing a new skill step by step, your brain processes it similarly to actual experience, forming new neural connections through focused attention alone. Your frontal lobe functions as a mental bouncer, clearing survival-oriented thoughts to make space for higher-order thinking about your potential. During mental rehearsal, this brain region interrupts habitual neural programs, simultaneously wiring new circuits while pruning old connections that no longer activate together. For effective practice, eliminate all distractions. When your attention shifts to existing networks, your consciousness reverts to familiar patterns instead of forming new ones. The goal is making your internal representation more real than your external environment. This is when rewiring occurs. To truly change, develop a deep connection with your new self-concept. This creates brain chemistry fundamentally different from survival mode. The midbrain releases a love potion, helping you bond with this new version of yourself. Like prioritizing someone you've just fallen for, consistently revisit your new self-concept through regular mental rehearsal. Mental rehearsal is powerful, but demonstration is the crucial final step. You must practice your evolved ideal in real life. The goal is to progress from thinking to doing to being, where your evolved understanding becomes so hardwired that you embody it without conscious thought. This progression follows three stages: thinking, knowledge acquisition, doing, applying knowledge through experience, and being, mastery through repetition. When practice makes something automatic, you've evolved from conscious effort to unconscious mastery. Change requires knowledge, instruction, and feedback. Knowledge creates new neural connections. Instruction provides the how-to component, and feedback confirms correct application of what you've learned. Mastering any new skill follows four stages: unconsciously unskilled, unaware of what you don't know; consciously unskilled, recognizing your lack of knowledge; consciously skilled, performing with deliberate effort; and unconsciously skilled, performing naturally without constant thought. When you control your environment through thought, rather than letting environment dictate your thinking, you shift from effect to cause. Through mental rehearsal, your brain becomes a record of the future rather than the past. New neural pathways create new behaviors, producing new experiences that generate a new personal reality. The most profound insight from Dispenza's work is this: you are not a victim of your biology, but its master. The power to evolve beyond current limitations lies in the organ already residing between your ears. By directing your attention and practicing mental rehearsal, you become the architect of your brain and the creator of your life. Your thoughts don't just reflect your reality, they create it. Each time you choose a new thought pattern over an old one, you're physically rewiring your brain. In a world obsessed with external solutions, perhaps the most revolutionary act is recognizing that the most powerful technology for transformation is the one you already possess: your magnificent, ever-evolving brain.